Can the church say amen?
Amen.
We're going to do another offering right now. We're going to do another one in 15 minutes. And we're going to do one more right after that. Yes. Women, you're looking so very beautiful in here today. Some of you with the same thing on from the club last night. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Oh, Lord Jesus, I wish you taketh away Sister Mary's wig. Oh, you disrespecting the house of God with that thing. It don't even look real. Oh, it's testimony time. Oh, who is that? Young Chris Bridges. Boy, I'm glad you finally grew into them ears. Go on and testify.
Lord, please forgive me for the mistakes I've made. And thanks for keeping my mama safe when she wrecked my Escalade. See, I could replace a Cadillac, but I can't replace my mama. I'm sorry for the hip-hop beefs, we sorry for the drama. But you gotta understand, us rappers ain't never had nothing. And one's loss is another's gain, so we gotta grab something. Lord, got so many questions I need the answers to. And sorry for the things I put my baby's mama through. I feel that women are really the strongest human beings, but why do you make them so emotional and other minor things? I guess it's your way of saying we gotta love them and gotta praise them, cause without them we'd be nothing. Plus our kids, they gotta raise them while we out and about and seeing what life has to offer. But if you offer a new life, then what we need is better fathers. Either I'm smarter cause of my daughter, or I'm just too dense. I'm 28 years old, it just now started making sense. And I've been
searching so long, I was lost in the clouds. I'm trying to stay strong and make you proud. It took me some time, but now I see, now I see that he resides in me, yeah.
Lord, forgive me for any time a fan said I was being rude. I'm only human, I'm not always in the best of moods. But thanks for giving the gift of rap to write my feelings down. And sorry for cursing sometimes, but feelings make me shout them out. Forgive the people that wanna blame everything on rap music. If they didn't live it, they can't relate or even adapt to it. Forgive those who don't think I'm great and wanna see me go. Forgive Oprah for editing most my comments off a show. Don't get me wrong, I know some people got an image to hold, but those who criticize the youth might just be getting too old. We still traveling through life, finding what's right or wrong. I know some folks may not agree or even like this song, but I'm just speaking my truth, cause I heard it sets you free. And my conversations with God, even though he speaks through me, I'm smarter cause of my daughter, and I'm not too dense. I'm 28 years old, it just now started making sense. And I've been
searching so long,
I've been searching so long.
I was lost in the clouds.
I admit that I've been lost in them clouds.
I'm trying to stay strong.
I'm just trying to stay strong,
baby. And make you proud.
You know I'ma make you proud.
It took me some time.
I know life is full of contradictions.
But now I see
that I'm trying to become a better man. Praying for redemption. Each and every day.
Hallelujah. Yeah. As the choir sings.
Searching so long.
Special guest in the house tonight came with some words of encouragement, Bishop Eddie Long.
What you just heard is real life. It's real life for you, it's real life for many. It's about where you've been, yet at the same time you find yourself in the midst of conflict and turmoil. Yes, I'm talking to you in the midst of conflict and turmoil, because you realize, hey, it's time to change right now. And in the middle of that, I want to say this. The Bible says that when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. Hey, but when I became a man, I put away those childish things. Did you not know that your environment has shaped you? Where you were born, in the projects, in the ghettos, in the upper downtown, wherever it was, the people around you, the things around you, caused you to do strange things because you were seeking to learn, but what you learned was on the streets and not in the book. God called you a prophet. When you open up your mouth, everything of God comes out, and it commands attention. It commands change. I'm talking about the power that's inside of you. And in the midst, when you're starting to understand that I caught the wrong message, and now it's time, I'm hearing from God. What amazing experience as you hear from God. It said, as therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Somebody needs to hear that. And behold, everything becomes new. And when everything becomes new in you, it's time to stop the killing. I said, it's time to stop the stealing. It's time to stop disrespecting our women. It's time for us to come home and raise our children. It's time for us to really mold our communities. It's time for us not to get hooked up in religion, but to get hooked up in relationship with God. And the amazing thing about it is wherever you find yourself right now, you can confess and you can tell God, I'm sorry, I had the wrong cue. I was doing the wrong thing. I was going after things that I thought were right, but it wasn't right. And now that I'm getting it right, I'm asking you to forgive me. And I may have done the things that they said I did, but I'm not who they say I am. I am who you made me to be. And I'm changing in that. And it takes a few moments, but every time I fall down, I'll get right back up. And every time I make a wrong turn, I'll get myself back in line. Because I recognize I have been called for such a time as this. You can't resist the change, and you're not condemned by your yesterday if you can grab hold of your now and move in your destiny. Move, change, and be now.
Searching so long.